Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
At the moment, we've been talking about prayer for our heartbeats. And last week, I shared about the power of prayer. And this week, you spoke about releasing the power of prayer through the Holy Spirit. And you shared two stories of people who I feel like you've shared with us them a little bit in bits and pieces.
Probably have.
In some heartbeats.
Yes.
But it was really nice to get a larger insight into these two people. And it is George Mueller, who is a Christian evangelist, and also Ruth Burrows, who is a Carmelite nun, whose real name was Rachel, so Sister Rachel, but she wrote
as
by
Ruth,
name, as Ruth Burrows.
Yes.
And you share how stories from their lives about how the power of prayer worked in their lives. And I like how prayer did different things for both of them. Like George, it seemed, and we can share more about it, his prayers often showed a lot of external provision. God, yeah, I need this to happen. Yeah. Would you provide?
Yeah.
And whereas you said Sister Rachel was very much more an internal conversion.
But do you know why?
Of her heart.
Mm. Reflecting upon that, again, God knew what we needed.
Mm.
When George was growing up, he felt like he didn't have things, so he stole things. He took things.
Mm.
He stole from his dad money. He went down and stole from a shop and did different things.
Mm.
He stole time from people. He stole like belongings and things he wanted. And so when God came into his life, God said, no, I don't want you to now take. I want you to pray that you get stuff to give away. Because nothing was for him. It was for the orphans. It was for provision for the ministry or the orphanage or, you know, different things. So basically he was being provided for with the things he needed by God.
Yeah.
Whereas Rachel, what Rachel needed was she felt she was abandoned and not loved as much, more of the abandoned, I guess, description by her mum. Mm. And she then, I guess, she was angry with life and everybody, so that she then pushed it on to God.
Yeah.
So what God did with her was, you want love, you want to know that you're needed and wanted, so now abandon yourself to me. See what I mean? It's what they needed. So God used what they needed, what filled them up. So if it was somebody else and they wanted to pray or they surrendered their life, it would be the area that I guess was most of need for them, or where God wanted
to use
them. Or an
area of weakness.
Yes.
Yes. Because then you shared how their lives, they were moved to rely on God totally, moved from self-sufficient, so them doing it themselves, to their reliance on God.
Yes.
Yeah. And during the heartbeat, you were talking about how God gives us the gift of faith and he graces us with it. And you asked the question, how do we increase it? We ask for more. So in our prayer, as we release the power of prayer through the Holy Spirit into our lives, we can ask for that faith that we believe that God will do that we can go to the next level.
Well, our trust gets built upon our lives and what's gone behind us.
Mm.
So we look back and go, well, God looked after me then. God helped me then.
Mm.
God provided for me then. So I'm going to trust and believe now, when it looks even worse than years gone by or so destitute, I'm going to trust that God will help me here. And then when he does, and you go, you need to like thank God for it, affirm God for it, then the next time something comes up, you'll go, hang on a minute, God looked after me then. And so it's like steps.
Yeah.
You're going up the next step and the next step. And the next step. And it's harder going up in a way because there's less of you as you go up because there's more of him.
Yeah.
but you're trusting in him more, and faith is built.
Because then, as I was writing down some points from when you shared, I wrote, we first asked for the gift of faith, but then our response is to surrender.
Always, to God. Always. Yeah. If we don't, we're doing it. We're doing ourselves. It's all us. We're saying one thing to God, but our heart is going, no, it's all about me, Lord. Whereas if we're going to say, I believe, Lord, that you, I can trust that you'll provide for my family, well, I let go. I'll still work diligently. I'll still go to work. I'll still apply for the different jobs. I'll still maybe have to work two jobs to make ends meet. But God then provides you having two jobs, but also maybe a raise, maybe you get a discount of something, or, you know, God does it in so many other ways. And I feel like when you acknowledge him, you see the hand of God more in your life. When Jesus was there, what, so often before a miracle, what did he do?
He gave thanks.
Yeah. He went to the Father and asked the Father, and he thanked the Father. Like he blessed and broke the bread.
Made me think of, you shared the story of George Mueller sitting at the dinner table with all the orphans.
Yes.
Ready for dinner.
And they thanked the Lord for the food that they didn't have.
Yeah.
The orphans didn't know.
And then God provided.
Yep.
But those stories that you shared about George, like, that does take such trust. To say, God, I need this, 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 and this.
There's so
and
many being other specific stories about that. Yes.
And then being like, now, God, I'm just letting go and I'm just trusting in you. See, I can say the prayer. I'm very good at that. But the next step of trust and let go that God would do it, that's a lot harder.
Well, in George's life, I remember once he had a, I guess, a meeting with someone who had some money. And he thought, great, we're going to be okay with the bills that are coming in because I'm having this meeting soon and I'll ask this person. I know God will provide. And the person cancelled on him. So he was like, well, Lord, I thought, you know, well, you know, and like, in a way, I can just see him panicking a little bit. And he goes, no, God has looked after me before, and not just me, the orphans. He'll look after us again. Anyway, he'd gone down the road, and I don't know what he was going to, another appointment or a meeting, and he actually bumped in the guy who this was the next day or so, who had cancelled the meeting. And the guy said, oh, I'm so sorry, just something came up, whatever. And George says, no worries, we should catch up again sometime. And he goes, oh, yeah, of course, no worries. And the guy then pulled out an envelope and said, I was bringing this to you yesterday, but I had some good news, so I've added some more stuff to it, so this is now yours, and opens it up. And he had given him more than what he even thought he would get. Because God waited for the day, because he knew he knew that this man would have got good news, so he'd have more access to extra money or ability, that he was going to have a generous heart and give more to the orphans. You see, you just don't know why you have to wait.
Yeah.
Why it doesn't happen now. Got to trust in the plan.
That he's doing. So we talked about faith, we talked about trust, and then another way of releasing the power of prayer is persistence. You spoke about how
banging on that door.
George just kept praying and praying and praying and praying.
Yes.
And that's right. Oh, now it comes back to me. He prayed for lots of things. Things were getting set up for the orphans, and then they didn't come on the first day. And God's like, well, you know, you weren't specific.
You didn't pray for the children to come.
Yeah. But then there was another story that God, like, he felt that God said to him, I wanted to see how persistent you were going to be.
Yes.
Like, are we really after what God wants?
Well, he wrote down 14 months he'd prayed for this particular thing that he felt God had put on his heart. 14 months. He wrote it because he wrote it in a journal. It's in his book.
Yeah.
And God, he felt like God say, I didn't give it to you straight away because I wanted to see, if you were going to keep asking. If you really, really wanted this. And again, for the orphans, not for himself.
Yeah. So God often puts us in a position where we need to believe more.
Yeah.
So we need to be persistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, it's just about asking God to increase our faith, complete trust in him, and then continued persistence. That's how we release the power of prayer. So this week, the weekly challenge is to be persistent in prayer. I mean, we really could have taken any of those points.
Yes.
Maybe if you need more faith, you need to ask for more faith. So I've written down persistence in prayer. That's the weekly challenge. So we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. We hope that you continue to join us as we're talking about prayer. And we hope you have a great week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.